New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is headed once again back to Iowa. He'll be campaigning for a governor who is cruising to easy victory. Christie is making multiple campaign stops in states that are key to a run at the presidency. And wherever he goes, as New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz reports, he's displaying an evident love of hand-to-hand politicking. Police departments in New Jersey are struggling to hire diverse police forces. That leaves many towns with a high number of minority residents being policed by mostly white officers, an issue highlighted by the recent deaths of young black men in Ferguson, Missouri, and Staten Island. New Jersey Public Radio Sarah Gonzalez reports.
Governor Chris Christie.
Three potential presidential rivals stood on a makeshift stage in a cavernous warehouse in Independence, Ohio. There was Chris Christie, of course, and Ohio Senator Rob Portman, and Ohio Governor John Kasich, now running for re-election, who invited Christie to the rally.
Among all the governors, he's my best friend. He is.
When the rally ended with a call to go out and work hard for Kasich's re-election, Kasich and Portman left the stage. But Christie lingered, kneeling to take selfies with fans, exchange loud pleasantries over the din of the exit music, and reach down both of his arms to shake hands. It's like this wherever he goes these days. Christie basks in the spotlight, showing evident relish for the flesh-pressing grind of day-to-day campaigning. At a news conference in Trenton last week, he said the travel has helped him get a sense of what running for president is like.
You know, it gets you used to what it would be like to travel around the country and what effect it has on you physically, what effect it has on you mentally, and what effect it has on your family. So all of it's informative.
The governor also crisscrossed the country in 2012 for GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney. But something's different this time. He hasn't had any run-ins with reporters, and he hasn't chased anybody down a Jersey Shore boardwalk, instances that reportedly led to Romney not choosing Christie for his VP. At the Republican convention, Christie had been criticized for delivering a keynote speech that was focused too much on his own accomplishments in New Jersey, his own life story.
I was her son as I listened to Darkness on the Edge of Town with my high school friends on the Jersey Shore. I was her son. When I moved into that studio apartment with Mary Pat to start a marriage that's now 26 years old.
He had barely mentioned Romney's name. But in Ohio on Monday, Christie didn't talk about himself at all. In brief six-minute remarks, he repeatedly praised John Kasich.
Here, but here's what makes John different. John governs not only with his head, but John governs with his heart.
Christie displayed some of his personality by dramatically throwing off his suit jacket before he spoke to show he was going to get down to business. But unlike in 2012, when Romney advisors were concerned about Christie's self-control as they vetted him to be the running mate, Christie is in total control on the campaign trail this year. With embattled Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin on Monday, a reporter asked Christie if it was ironic that he was criticizing Walker's opponent for, quote, integrity when he has the Bridgegate scandal at home. Christie calmly answered.
As you know, there's been nothing that's indicated that me or anyone else had anything to do with what went on there. And so, I don't think it's ironic at all.
As chairman of the Republican Governors Association, Christie has pledged to focus on winning elections as he travels about 5 days out of each of the next 5 weeks. But his choices of states to visit hint at his future plans. He has campaigned in Ohio, New Hampshire, and Iowa, which do not have close gubernatorial races. But they are all critical battlegrounds for 2016. Meanwhile, he hasn't yet campaigned for a vulnerable Republican incumbent governor in Georgia, which is relatively meaningless in presidential elections, and he hasn't been to meaningless Massachusetts, where another tight race is underway, in 7 months.
It's nice to meet you.
Quick picture, Governor?
Sure, ma'am, absolutely.
In South Carolina, home of an early and important Republican primary, Christie visited last month to ostensibly campaign for Governor Nikki Haley, who is facing an easy re-election. During an appearance with Haley at a burrito joint, Christie commended his fellow governor. But as the pair was hustled into waiting SUVs to go to a fundraiser, Christie stopped to look at a hat shop next door. The proprietor invited him in as one of the clerks, Chris Perot, played an original song on the guitar. He tried on a hat. He took some pictures. And then the owner of the eyeglass shop next door stopped in. She invited him to her store.
I'm going to go back and see those sunglasses. I got a little time, don't I, Dan?
I think Governor Haley's in the car.
But Christie was already out the door, in the next shop, making new friends.
I love you.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're so awesome.
I appreciate that.
You're just
that.
Honest.
Thank you. That's it. Because what you see is
That's
what you
right.
get.
Before he left, he put in a quick plug for Governor Haley. and then promised he'd be back for another visit next year. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.
So then I took my glass, broke it in half.